This is Fresh Air. If you were a teenager in the 60s, you probably danced, slow danced, to the songs of Percy Sledge. These days, you can hear a re-recording of Sledge singing When a Man Loves a Woman on a Subaru TV commercial. Sledge's popularity in the 60s lasted only about 14 months during 1966 and 67. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says Sledge packed that time with great moments.
I was in Louisiana recently and heard that Percy Sledge was living in Baton Rouge and was performing again, doing quite well at it. That was heartening news because I've always felt that Sledge is one of the most overlooked of the 60s soul singers, condemned to being a footnote in most histories as a one-hit wonder. That one hit, of course, was this. It was a song that came about by accident when Sledge, a hospital orderly who'd done some singing in high school, was called in to substitute for a friend in a band that had a show to do in a small club in Alabama. In the audience was a man from a local recording studio that was beginning to see some action. As Sledge told Peter Guralnick in his book Sweet Soul Music, "I was standing up on stage, I'd had a few scotches, so I guess my mind was a little blowed up, and all of a sudden I just hollered out, 'Why did you leave me, baby?' So Quinn Ivey just happened to be in the club that night, and he asked me if I'd come down to his studio. So we changed 'Why'd You Leave Me' to 'When a Man Loves a Woman,' and all the musicians say, everybody in the studio say, 'I believe we might have a smash.'" It was true. They did. And Atlantic Records, which had been watching Ivey's studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, picked the record up and made it a bestseller. But what I find unusual about Percy Sledge is that after that, many of the songs he recorded were very much like country tunes. Warm and Tender Love, the follow-up to When a Man Loves a Woman, was one of those quintessentially Southern records that walks the borders of soul and country, blues and gospel, that you can imagine any performer doing, just as long as they're Southern. This was in part because Sledge hooked up with Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham, two great songwriters. Penn had been responsible for James Carr's magnificent Dark End of the Street, and the two found Percy Sledge to be the perfect vehicle for their songwriting. His third record, It Tears Me Up, was his first Penn and Oldham song, and it, too, was a hit. But for me, the song that is Percy Sledge's greatest moment, and probably Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham's too, is Out of Left Field. It may have been too structuralist to catch on, but it's one of the most perfect flowing melodies ever written.
When least expected, yeah, fate stumbles in, bring light to the darkness. yeah. Oh, what a friend. I needed someone to call my home. Suddenly,
by the time this record came out in 1967, Percy Sledge had already seen the best of his career. Although he cut some great tunes in the years to come, only one, Take Time to Know Her, caught on at all. His greatest hits album can still be found, though, and it's very much worth hearing. The testament of the voice and soul of a man who was much more than a one-hit wonder.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. Here's Percy Sledge singing Take Time to Know Her.
I found a woman I felt I truly loved. She was everything I'd ever been dreaming of. But she was bad, I didn't know it. Her pretty smile never did show it. All I knew, what I could see, and I knew I wanted her for me. I took her home tomorrow.
You're listening to Fresh Air.